is KQPCB. KQPCB, listening for any calls.
This is KE2. KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, KQPCB here. Happy Friday. We finally made it.
Yes, it is Friday. Looking forward to Friday. I always look forward to Fridays. There are several things that I do on Friday that have been part of my routine for a number of years now. So, yes, I love Fridays, even though I'm retired.
Definitely know the feeling, and yeah, a lot in front of me today, but just knowing that in 9 hours, 9.5 hours or so, 10 hours, well, whatever it'll end up being, I'll be heading out to start the things that I want to do for the weekend, and hopefully it goes as suggested. There's still been a lot of back and forth, but we will see. I drove past this Bowen, I guess, what did it used to be? The Side Door Deli. They got a sign up there for the Pizza King. Now, I think I had seen that name before, but when I was coming home the other day, I had seen some people up there working on the sign. I wonder if they're actually going to open a business there. I haven't seen any activity there yet, but yeah, just cruised past there. Yeah, I've been on the road for a little bit. I called out before. Maybe I just missed you. Maybe you just got in. Either way, that's okay. Beautiful start to the day, nice clear sky, no wind and rain like we were getting yesterday. That was pretty cool. Monsoon like at some points.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. My weather station measured 1.12 inches of rain yesterday. So a lot of rain in a short period of time and a lot of wind. When I was coming home last night from my steel therapy session, I saw a tree, in someone's yard, or a large portion of the tree had fallen down. And my wife said that at our daughter's house yesterday, there was a pretty good sized branch that came off one of her trees too. So, yeah, a lot of wind damage yesterday.
Hopefully it's all minor. Hopefully it's just the trees that took the hit and isn't falling anyone's property, houses or cars or people for that matter. So your weather station's measuring water again, or rainfall. Did you figure out what was going wrong with that? Was that an anomaly, or was there something in there blocking its rain capture?
No, it was all working good. You just have to set it. You have to set the display to the right setting. There's multiple settings. There's one that will tell you the rate at which the rain is falling or the precipitation. There's one that will tell you daily, one that will tell you weekly, monthly, and total. So you got to have it set on the right one to display. And once it's set there, then it works really good.
Sounds like what Mr. Houston would refer to as cockpit error when we're doing our testing and we don't set up our equipment properly.
It's cockpit error or the idiot behind the switch or.
That's one of the first things I have to do when I get in today. We have a conditioner that had a minor issue yesterday. Passing a signal, everything was working great except for one minor issue with DC offset. And I did a repair / modification, and now the signal stops abruptly at a specific point in the circuit. It's a complex point, but I was not even working on that portion of the circuit, and it's got to be a communication thing because it happened through four channels, and it's an 8-channel unit. So I got to figure out what's wrong with that this morning so they can get that out the door, or get it back in a cal and then hopefully out the door. But yeah, frustrating. Unintended consequences of most likely my actions.
Well, that sounds like an interesting issue that needs to be resolved, but I'm sure you'll get it. I've seen you work before, and you seem to find the root cause of issues like that.
Wait, hold on. Somebody saw Travis work before? I highly doubt that. KC2NBN.
Jeff, and don't be giving away my secrets.
I've seen you move stuff from one bench to another and call it quits.
Benches are too far apart. Yeah, that's enough for me. That's the point where I call it a day.
I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but truth be told, yeah. I've seen you look through the microscope a lot.
Just to hold my head up. Lynn was saying, I bet you when you get to work today, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are off. And I wasn't thinking so because our company doesn't recognize this as a holiday this year. But there might be a few less cars here. Nothing, a normal summer Friday. Nothing too out of the ordinary.
Kind of the first Friday with great weather. So there might be a lot of sick people today.
A good day to the outside holding an antenna as a satellite's going by.
Yes, that would be a good idea. However, I'm going to be holding another stick this morning and then another one tonight if it doesn't rain. I'll be turning money into noise.
Be practicing your percussion instruments.
Yeah, there's definitely a percussion of sorts, for sure.
Medium range clay destructive device.
Yes. That's tonight's activity. And this morning's activity is resting on a bench, a fire stick on the bench, and seeing how... getting some group therapy there.
Long-range hole punching. Or in our case, short-range hole punching.
Yes, remote hole punching.
Maybe witty and come up with something with terracotta displacement, but it wasn't coming to me yet.
Yesterday, or next season, Wednesday, Ross was talking about field day. I'm excited about it. I'm looking really forward to it this year.
Okay, so he said that I think as of this past Monday, he got confirmation that we have access to the substation. So if we want, we can set up inside and feed lines through either a window or whatnot. And set the antennas up outside there while inside, enjoying the comfort of air conditioning. I do have, and bug-free, hopefully, I do have batteries for this event, all charged and ready to go, so we can classify ourselves as a emergency power station or stations, so we can be two operating stations running under emergency power, emergency antennas, because they're not the fixed antennas, and a section of Western New York, so it would be two Echo Western New York. I'm liking that idea.
I do like that idea. I was thinking that we were going to be in the pavilion again, like last year, which was nice when I was there visiting you guys. I asked Ross what I should bring, and he said, well, you guys have all the equipment. And I go, yeah, but we're still going to need stuff to eat and drink.
Yeah, over the years, I don't think we've ever done anything too formal. I thought we had pizza the one year. I know the one year Lynn and I brought subs, we ate subs kind of ahead of time as we were getting set up. But once we get started, just snacky things, we each like go bring a cooler or something and a couple drinks. But nothing too formal, at least that we've done in the past, because there's not too many of us. And but Ross will have Evelyn, from what I understand, and yeah, he should be out here in a couple of minutes, hopefully, and maybe can add to it. But I'm up for anything, absolutely. And then we need to figure out what time we want to start. I think the official event starts at 2 Eastern time. So any time after that is fine for me.
I have blocked out all Saturday afternoon and evening for this event.
I think Jeff was undecided as to how he was going to partake in Field Day this year. But it would be a nice opportunity to bring out a Zygu.
I'm still undecided because the W2SO goes to Steve Petrowski's house in Clarence, and they camp out overnight, and there'll be at least two Zygu 6100s set up. So it's tempting to go there because people have the same radio and it could help figure all shenanigans out with it. Although Steve does have a no Linux rule, everybody has to be on Windows and a certain logging software. And when he sent out an email about you can only have a Windows machine, he was pointed directly at Joe, the vice president, who is a IT guy. And everybody knows it was pointed at Joe because last year he shows up with a Linux machine, virtual machines, and Steve was like, no, Windows only, no virtual machines, no this, no that. Big caveat list that pertained to Field Day.
Well, we tend to log on paper. Though Ross was offering up Wi-Fi access this year, which would allow us to use some of the logging software. And I don't believe we discriminate. So, I'm okay. You want to go one or the other or split your time? Completely up to you. More radio time for me. I'm just joking. But, absolutely. Go where you can get the most experience, education, learning, and we're good either way. But I've got 6:46, so I'll turn it back to you guys, and maybe Ross is in there to add some more to the planning. But I'm going to step out and say 73. This is K2PCB.
I did print a figurine last night. Ended up breaking off her hand trying to get all the supports off. But I'm printing another one currently, and I changed the method of support to trees. So hopefully it'll be easier because before it was just grid, and it's all been difficult to take off, but it made her face came out pretty good. I did Jennifer.
These are nice because you can cut them off very carefully independently, as you had seen what I was working on yesterday. So, cool. All right, we'll catch you on the inside. K2PCB.
73 to you both. Have a great Friday and have a great weekend. Talk to you guys on Monday. KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. Are you there?
KD2GDQ, KC2PET. Good morning to you, Brad. Happy Friday. Looks like it's shaping up to be a beautiful one.
Yeah, when I was, before I came down cellar, it was looking really nice early this morning. I hope it stays nice all day. But I thought I heard rain this afternoon. Hopefully not. I'd like to get some other stuff done outside if I could.
Yeah, get out while you can. I did that yesterday. I was getting Evelyn's playground ready. And man, was the wind really whipping yesterday. Holy crap. I didn't think it was going to get that windy, but it sure did. Threw lots of stuff around. There's a lot of garbage rally thrown in Alden. And my scanner, my fire radio was going crazy yesterday. We had a few calls ourselves. Just a bunch of trees and power lines down everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. As I was coming back from my field therapy last night, I noticed on this one road that there was a good chunk of tree that had fallen down. Didn't look like it had hit anything other than just laying in the yard, so that's good. My Karen told me that our daughter, one of her silver maples lost a good-sized branch, which I'm not surprised. My parents had a silver maple, and I remember a windstorm and a good-sized branch came off their tree, too. They're not a very hardy tree. So, yeah, and plus I got the NYSEG notification that they were restoring power in Lancaster, I guess, lost some power, but we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Obviously, having the solar on there, I didn't notice it right away until probably a good hour later to try to open the fridge. I'm like, why is it so late and the fridge isn't working? And I look on the stove, wait a minute, the clock on the stove isn't working. I'm like, oh, the power must be out. So, yeah, we're jamming music and everything. Of course, all that runs on solar. And it's always on solar, so yeah, I would never know when it would the power will go out. So yeah, and I guess yesterday that shut down at 33 for a little bit, for a good portion of the morning. It was flooded super bad. I guess they had almost like a 6 inches of water just in the road, and that was a lot of rain. And it didn't surprise me because I was watching the storm go through my backyard, and it was very dark up north. So. Yeah, quite the weather event yesterday. Hope
the day's
much better.
Yeah, I hope so too. I did see that we might get some wind today, but not to the degree of yesterday. And as I was telling Travis earlier, my weather station recorded here at the house 1.12 inches of rain yesterday. So, yeah, that was a lot of rain. And when I was doing some stuff in the backyard, there was a couple of low spots. They were still just a little soggy, but not too bad. So, but yeah, 1.12 inches of rain. We've had a lot of rain this month.
Yeah, that's about what I got. And we've, got a lot of wind this year, too. The wind's been crazy high this year. But yeah, I was watching my antenna yesterday. It was holding on. I built the thing good enough so we could be able to withstand those winds. So, it was holding on. But I did hear you talking to Travis about field day, so it sounds like you're going to 10, which is a good thing. Jeff, maybe not so much, but that's okay. If you wanted to bring snacks or something, I'm up for whatever. I'm sure Travis and, I'm sure Matt will probably bring something if he's attending. I'll ask him again today, but he seemed like he was interested. And feel that, because he wants to get his ham license, too. So he's very eager to get on the air. So I guess that would be a perfect opportunity for him to try that out.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool if Matt could make it. I do want to bring something. I know that, you guys are bringing all the equipment. It really wouldn't do me any good to bring the radio that I'm on right now, because it's UHF VHF. Because mostly this is UHF stuff, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it is mostly HF. You can hit my node from where that is. That's close enough to my house on your HD. But you can also steer into some All Star stuff. Some of them will do. It's actually contacts, but they'll talk on there if you want to get familiarized with that some. You'll probably like running. I know we'll switch off too. We'll have to figure out when we get there. If you want to bring your handheld, it's up to you. I'll bring a couple of mine too. Like I said, and I could probably show you how to. I know you're struggling to dial into my node. I could do a little show and tell on how to do that from there.
Yeah, I'll bring one of my HDs, you can, walk me through that and see, how to dial into your node and direct it to a different place. That would be really cool.
All right, sounds like a plan. At that point, Travis, got too many people on my line. Brad, I will say 73-2, and I will talk to you on, Monday I am off. It's my daughter's moving up day. They have a moving up thing every day. And, of course, it's right smack dab around 10, 11 o'clock, right in the middle of the day, of course. So for me, either try to come to work or go in and after. I mean, it's a bad time, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to take the day off. And we'll probably go out to lunch or something to celebrate my daughter's moving up there. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET, 673 to you. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the moving up day, and I will talk to you on Tuesday, 73, and we are clear for today.
Oh, by the way, happy Father's Day.
And the same to you. Have a good Father's Day. Talk to you on Tuesday, Ross.